Very good morning to Michael. It is Robertson, isn't it?
Robertson, yeah.
Robertson. Now, I've got to point out, Michael, that you've got this variety fundraiser, this Variety Bash fundraiser on Sunday, and you're pretty excited about, first of all, just letting your hair down and have a little bit of fun with this, but on top of that as well, the generosity of local businesses.
It's, been unreal. Asked a few around town for a few donations and they've poured in, and we've got, I can't believe how local businesses have got behind it. It's been fantastic.
Well, what sort of businesses are we talking about? Is it businesses that you know or?
I might have had, may know somebody who works there, but just for instance, the butcher on Deakin is supplying the snags, some Sunraysia Bread and Butter, who one of your good advertisers,
yes.
You know. Giving the bread free of charge.
Yes,
and just it goes on and on. So people have been absolutely fantastic. Kim and Rodney out there at the Trellis Factory have donated a fire pit worth $450 for our auction.
Is that Triggs? What do you call it? Lake Hawthorne?
That's correct.
Yes.
So,
wow.
So and it goes on and on. So there's plenty of things for the auction, and including... well-known identity, Laurie Carms has donated a couple of nights up at his Lyndhurst pub at the start of the Stress Lecky track, and there's plenty of
nice.
Items on offer.
Is that a five-star accommodation? I shouldn't actually put you on the spot there, Michael. But
I've been and stayed with Laurie. It's a magnificent little pub, and it's right at the start of the Stress Lecky, the Birdsville and the Udandatta track, so it's a great base.
And I've got to be honest, because it's Laurie, it'll be done right. Okay, so you've known Laurie one or two years by the sound of that. definitely a character.
We'll leave that one.
Yeah, we will. Look, it's happening Sunday night. Just explain exactly what's happening with the... Because, I mean, we're talking about the auction items here, of course, but it's not the only thing that's happening on Sunday night for you.
No, well, it's down at the Mildura Bowls Club, and as I've said before, it's a magnificent setting down there overlooking the tennis courts and the river, and it's going to be a balmy 30 degrees. So we start at 4 o'clock with the barefoot bowls. So anybody... There's no charge and no entry fee. Anybody can come along and have a go at the barefoot bowls, and hopefully they might buy a few raffle tickets. Then the magician has landed in the country, so Waldo the Magnificent will put a show on about 6:30.
Beautiful. Excellent. He's been to Vegas, right?
Look, he travels all around the countryside,
yeah, okay.
So but Waldo's back in the country. So
nice.
So Tony and I are playing some live music, and I've just had a guy ring up... the water diviner, who's actually going to bring his rods along and find the tunnel underneath the bowling grounds, bowling greens.
Probably find the drainage underneath the bowling greens is probably what he'll find.
I don't think he'll find anything. I haven't got much confidence in his rods, but anyway, he's volunteered his services.
We'll see how that goes. Also, you've got, now explain to me how this works. Is this ghost tours after dark? Now, what's this about?
Well, it's just a ghost tour. We do a walking tour in the dark over to Rio Vista, where you're probably aware
Very
of the
nice.
Story where one of the Chafee children drowned in the fountain, and Mrs. Chafee can be seen looking at the top window of Rio Vista over the fountain. So the fountain was never filled with water after the young Edward drowned there in 1896, and it's rather spooky, and if you're lucky, you might see...
Or unlucky.
But it's the hairs on the back of the neck stand up. So,
a little bit of local history there.
The ghost tours included.
Okay, beautiful. And the wine tasting as well. Explain to me, wine tasting.
Well, the generosity of people. Michael Calipari, Calipari Wines have come on board, and there's free wine tasting, and I think there's 7 or 10 cases of wine he's donated for sale at the auction. As I said, it's just been incredible of generosity. And... And the big one at the moment, I haven't finalised it yet, but Auto Synergy have come on board with the bowl in the hole. So with a lawn bowl, you make an attempt to get it through a very small gap in the Auto Synergy cutout. And if the insurances go through, you can win a car. So
Watch this space. And it is free entry, so let's go on down and...
Yeah, well, we'll probably charge something like $5 for four bowls.
And that's the whole thing, though.
Yeah, so that's creating a lot of interest.
But, it would, too.
Yeah, but as I said, the generosity of the local businesses after being decimated by COVID's been fantastic.
Well,
so,
how many items have you got for the auction? You've got 5 or 10, or
There's about 15 because our auctioneer Evan Fernandez from Elders suggested 15 is a good figure. So,
just gives him a chance to warm up, and not too many, so he gets worn down.
Well, we might have to warm Evan up with a few beers beforehand because the bowls bar will be open at, you know, very cheap drinks, so you can come along, you can enjoy the balmy evening and have a few beers. And
well, you were talking about the butcher and you were talking about the bread, of course, and Razor Bread and Butter Bakery, they're giving you the bread for free. The barbecue's on all night as well.
Yeah, the barbecue boys will be cooking snags, and for a couple of bucks you can have a snag and have a lot of fun and see all the things on offer there, and you might go for the bowl in the hole, you might come home with a new car, who knows?
Yes, well, it's true. Look, the one thing we haven't touched on, the fact that it's all fun. We're talking, but it is a serious cause we are talking about here, isn't it? It's Variety.
Definitely. Variety's the children's charity, so it supports kids with disabilities or illnesses, and it's been around for a lot of years and helped a lot of kids. So, yeah, that's the main theme, I think, if you're going to have support a charity. I mean, the Variety Bashers have been around for a long while, but they have helped thousands of kids over a long period of time, and will help thousands more. So the money, every cent we raise, someone said to me, oh, it'll help pay for your fuel. No.
every cent goes
to the Variety Club. We pay for all our own costs on the trip. So it's a great charity, and I'm hoping that the local folk will come along, support that on Sunday afternoon from 4 p.m. onwards, and you will have a lot of fun as well, because
that's
there's a fair bit going on.
There is a fair bit going on. Your first bash, your first Variety Bash?
It's my first bash. It's been a bit of on the bucket list, but I just decided this time I'll just do it this year, so especially when it's leaving from Mildura. So there'll be something like 40 cars in Mildura in the lead up, so that'll be good for local businesses as well.
And when is that happening?
It leaves on the 28th of May, so we've got a bit of time to get organised. But
excellent. Well, Sunday night down at the Bowls Club.
Would love to see anybody turn up and have some fun and supporting a great charity.
It's an awesome charity, Michael. Always a pleasure to catch up with. That's a couple of times we've caught up, isn't it?
No worries. And thank you, Dave, for your support. It's much appreciated.
Thank you for the coffee. That's much appreciated as well. That's happening on Sunday night, and the Variety Bash is coming up, of course, so worthwhile cause.